Job losses continued to be minimal last month as the unemployment rate was unchanged. Hello, this is Bruce Steinberg of www.brucesteinberg.net reporting on February 2010 U.S. employment trends that included some unremarkable news. The February employment situation looked a lot like January, and January was not too bad. The current population survey, or CPS, but commonly known as the household survey, reported an unemployment rate that remained at 9.7%. It was the result of only 34,000 more unemployed persons, while the labor force expanded by almost 340,000 to 153 million, and the number of them employed grew by slightly more than 300,000, demonstrating that the employment economy was able to absorb most of the growth in the labor force, and the number of people no longer in the workforce declined by 176,000. The Survey of Businesses, officially the Current Employment Statistics Program, or CES, but more commonly referred to as the Job Survey or Report, reported an overall loss of only 36,000 jobs in February, and although greater than January's 26,000 loss, it was a lot less than it has been throughout much of this recession. The goods-producing sector continued its trend with a loss of 60,000 jobs in February. The construction sector, which was likely impacted by the severe weather, lost 64,000 jobs in February across all major subsectors. By the way, it lost even more jobs, 77,000 in January. Jobs in the manufacturing sector eked out a gain of 1,000 last month, on top of a 20,000 job gain in January. Mining and logging brought up 3,000 more jobs from the depths of what now some are calling the Great Recession. The service-providing sector continued to add jobs. In February, it piled 42,000 jobs on top of the 20,000 it added in January. The retail trade sector, which has about 14.4 million jobs, declined by the slightest margins with a loss of only 400 jobs, so let's label that as flat and move on. Professional and business services continue to be a big winner with a gain of 51,000 jobs. Sectors doing particularly well were computer systems design and related services that expanded its hard drive by 8,000 jobs last month on top of 7,200 more jobs in January. And has been the case in recent months, much of the improvement in performance in this sector can be attributed to the better environment in employment services, specifically temporary help services, that added 47,500 jobs in February. More on this in a moment. A similar trend in the education and health services sector. Educational services, which is highly seasonal, added 11,800 jobs in February, while health care and social assistance added 20,400 new jobs in most major subsectors. Although the leisure and hospitality sector experienced a gain of 7,000 jobs in February, it was all because of the leisure part, the arts, entertainment, and recreation subsector, and not the hospitality part, which is the accommodation subsector, which lost 2,700 jobs. The number of government jobs declined by 18,000. Local governments did the heavy lifting here, as it lost 31,000 jobs, and state governments added 6,000 jobs, and the federal government added 7,000 jobs. And now on to temporary help services. Temporary help services jobs continued to recover in February and posted its first year-over-year gain since, wait for it, March 2007. Temporary help service jobs were up 47,500 to 2,008,700 in February, the first time it was over 2 million since December 2008. And in February 2010, temporary help services were up 2.4% from January and up 3.9% from February 2009. And temporary help services market share also gained ground. In February, temporary help services jobs were 1.55% of all jobs, and that is a level it hasn't experienced since late 2008. Although the severe winter storms during February could have impacted this employment situation report, in order to affect the counts, an employee needed to be off for the entire pay period, and about half in the survey are on a two-week pay period, and not be paid for time missed. As the Bureau of Labor Statistics points out, workers who receive pay for any part of the reference week, even 1 hour, are counted in the February payroll employment figures. Therefore, although it's unlikely that the weather affected the number of people working receiving paychecks, it may have impacted new job growth. If so, then we may see a surge in March's job growth figures. This has been Bruce Steinberg, and this is just a brief sample of the employment data we have available. An interactive video version of this report, complete with charts and graphs, can be found at www.brucesteinberg.net.